You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. We're coming off the biggest drop in a week for stocks since the pandemic, with the S&P down 5.7% in just the last 5 days. This morning, market participants are seeing more reasons to move away from riskier assets like stocks. With the news the U.S. is telling families of its diplomats in Ukraine to leave that country in case of Russian hostilities. Right now, London's 100 share index is down 1%. Germany and France are down 1.5%. And U.S. stock index futures turned down in the last 2.5 hours. Add to this a U.S. Federal Reserve policy meeting on interest rates and inflation later this week. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
David, where money is flowing in and out of tells you a lot right now. Oil prices are around a 7-year high. As Russia is threatening military invasion of Ukraine, Russia is, of course, a major oil and gas supplier. The U.S. and Europe have promised a strong response. The question is, what would it look like if Russia invades? What would that response be? And what would it do, if anything, to global oil supplies? We just don't know yet. Meanwhile, stocks are in a sell-off, especially tech stocks, which reached very high prices during the pandemic. So many investors see them as riskier now, especially if the Fed starts raising interest rates sooner and faster than Wall Street has been expecting. The NASDAQ Composite Index, which includes a lot of tech companies, is down about 13% for the year. That's in just 3 weeks. It's only late January. It's been a rough few weeks for tech stocks.
Yeah, and recently when we've seen dips in prices, investors look for bargains and there's a jump in buying the next day. Not so much in recent days.
Yeah, not so much. That pattern doesn't appear to be holding this time around, at least not on a big scale. There have also been some disappointing headlines with regards to recent corporate earnings reports. Netflix last week, of course, reported, as we reported, surprised by projecting subscription growth will be slow a lot over the next few months. That adds to the uncertainty, suggesting the effects of pandemic-era stimulus are waning. What might change the narrative is the Fed. We'll see what comes out of their policy meetings tomorrow and Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.